Today we're going to talk about salvation, and our key verse is found in John 12:32. Now, the background of this verse, Jesus had just entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and he was led and followed by throngs of people. As he rode along, they broke palm branches down and cast them in the way before the donkey to walk over. And they also took their coats off, many of them, and laid them in the way. In other words, it was like they were laying out the carpet for him. Now, certain Greeks had come up to the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem, and they desired to see him. Philip and Andrew brought the message to Jesus that these Greeks wanted to see him. And then Jesus, at this time, then brings a message to the disciples and tells them about his death and the purpose of his dying. And the purpose was to provide salvation. In John 12, verse 32, we read, where Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." In this verse, we see the person of salvation. The person of salvation. "And I, if I be lifted up." The "I" refers to Jesus, of course. He was the one who would provide salvation. Now, to the Jewish leaders, Jesus was an imposter. And to many of the common people, they felt he was a prophet. And today, there are many people today that feel that believe that Jesus was just a mere man, no different than you or me. An especially good man, but just a mere man. And there are many that feel he was so good that he's a good example that we should follow. And then there are people that feel that he was the highest of the created beings. God created the angels and animals and birds and fish and man. He created the earth and the sun and all that. But they feel that Jesus was the highest of the created beings. Well, notice what we read back in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, where the Word of God says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Now, the "I" in John 12:32, where Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up," refers to the God of the universe. He was the one who stepped down out of heaven, was born of a virgin, and conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born in a stable, and he grew up in the home of a carpenter. This is the same person who spoke the word, and the worlds came into being. Things were all created. And this was the same one who revealed himself to Moses back in the Old Testament as the great I Am. He's the eternal God, and he was in the body of a man. No other person could provide salvation, and no other person was sinless and incapable of sinning, and no other person was qualified. For God himself came down to, in the person of his Son, came down to this earth. He stooped down and came to earth to provide salvation for you and me, that we could have our sin forgiven and have everlasting life. So Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, was the person of salvation. Secondly, we see the place of salvation. Notice again in verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth," if I be lifted up, or since I will be lifted up from the earth. Notice, turning back to John chapter 3, verse 14, where Jesus said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Jesus said, even so I must be lifted up. Well, let's look at the background of that took place back when Moses was there. Back in Numbers chapter 21, verses 5 to 9, and we read this, "And the people spoke against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." That was the manna that God sent. "And the Lord sent fiery serpents," or in other words, very poisonous snakes, "among the people, and they bit many people, and many people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the snakes," or the serpents, "from us.' And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Make thee a fiery serpent," or a poisonous snake, "and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.' And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent or snake had bitten any person, when he looked upon the serpent of brass, he lived." You see, Israel had sinned greatly after they came up out of Egypt. And so God sent deadly snakes, and people were dying. And the people repented. They were sorry that they had sinned against God. And so Moses made this brass snake and put it up on a pole. And whoever was bitten by a snake and looked upon that brazen serpent, they then lived. And that is a real good picture of Jesus being lifted up on a pole or the cross to provide life, to provide salvation for us. And whosoever looks to Christ in faith will have life. The cross was the place. Now, the cross was the Roman form of execution, and it was there that Jesus was lifted up and died for the sins of the world, that man might be able to come to him and might be able to live. Thirdly, we see the program of salvation. The program of salvation. Look again in verse 32, John 12, 32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He said, "I will draw all men unto me." Now, in the wilderness, Those that were bitten, who wanted life, came to the brazen serpent. And concerning the Christ of Calvary, every person will come to Christ. They will either come now for salvation, or they will come later. And every person will stand before Christ one day, and they will either stand before him as their Savior, or they will stand before him as their judge. Those who come in this life and acknowledge themselves as sinners and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and look to him by faith, they will live. They have everlasting life. And we read back in John 3, verses 14 and 15, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, those who refuse to come to the Lord Jesus for salvation in this life, they will someday come before him, but they will be drawn unto him at a later time than believers will be. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 or verse 12, we read, Revelation 20, verse 12, we read, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." And verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And of course, that is hell. So, those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior will stand before Christ one day, but it will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and our works will be judged. And every work that we have done for God and for His glory will be rewarded. So we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be rewarded. But every unbeliever, those who have not come to Christ during this life, they'll stand before the great white throne judgment, and they will be judged for not coming to Christ and not receiving him as their Savior. And they will be cast into the lake of fire, which of course is hell. So because Christ was lifted up on the cross, every person is going to one day stand before him, either as their Savior and the one who will reward them, or they will stand before him as their judge, the one who will condemn them for not having received Jesus as their Savior. So the question is, have you come to Christ? Have you by faith come to Christ and accepted him as your personal Savior so that you have everlasting life? And I would encourage you and challenge you that if you have not yet made that decision, to do it yet today so that your sin might be forgiven and that you might have everlasting life. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this morning or for this day that you have given us. And Father, we thank you that Jesus loved us so much that he left heaven's glory and came to earth, and he grew up and he went to the cross and he died on Calvary's cross in order that our sin might be paid for. And he made it possible for each one of us to come to him in faith and have our sin forgiven and have everlasting life. Father, I pray for those that have yet never made that decision. I pray that yet even today they would repent of their sin, confess that they're lost sinners, and receive Jesus as their personal Savior, that they might have everlasting life and be assured that one day they'll be in heaven with the Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.